when you walk into chapels, it's amazing that it's only been open for 25 years. Anybody who loves sports, you can walk into chapels and see a bit of your childhood.
How would I describe chapels? I would say it's a warm and cozy place. I ask everybody where they went to high school. I ask you where you went to high school. And then I try to find that helmet or something to do with where they went to high school or college or something to connect with them.
I never thought that, you know, a Rutgers University helmet would be out here in Big 12 country, but he had it on display right there.
Okay. And this, my friend, is your helmet.
Yeah, that's the current helmet. They went back to this design. This is a beautiful one.
Yeah, that is. I like that. Yeah, and boy, they have some great teams.
Yeah, you've got just about every team covered.
There's a really interesting story about the helmets, and that's the first thing you notice when you walk in.
USA Today did a story on the top 50 sports bars in the country, and they didn't even from Missouri. But the guy from Glendale, Arizona, he's on the front page holding two helmets. He's on the front page, and he's up there because he said he had 1,000 helmets.
Jim, being as competitive as he is, decided that, you know, he didn't want to be outdone by this guy in Arizona.
I said, I'm getting 1,000 helmets. I took off to get 1,000 helmets that day. And within a week, boom, now I'm up to 300.
I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, El Dorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity.
And I call everybody, get a helmet, and I search for helmets. I got all the Division I college helmets. I got all the pro helmets. But the fun helmets are the high school helmets I have from all over the country.
When you look on the ceiling, it's, Jim has made his point that, you know, anything you can do, I can do better.
So anybody asks me how many helmets I have 1,001. That's one more than that guy in Glendale. It started out as a bar and grill, and then it became a restaurant and lounge, and now it's a restaurant and sports museum.